La primera pregunta para Jonathan Aslam es, ¿cuál es la razón para que Boris Johnson no haya entendido el mensaje antes y haya intentado abrazarse a su cargo sabiendo que estaba perdido? ¿Por qué demorar la decisión?
Mr. Haslam, thank you so much for your time this morning at W Radio. We'd like to begin by asking you what the reason is for Prime Minister Johnson to hold on to his Prime Minister job and for him to take so long in order to step down.
Well, there are two parts to that question. Why is he taking so long? The point is that he has been fighting for his job but has failed because he has lost the confidence of his party. And now he's announced that he is going to resign. And the process for appointing a new leader of the Conservative Party who will then become Prime Minister can be quite long. And one of the problems that the Conservative Party at the moment is solving is trying to get a new leader in as quickly as possible while allowing the membership of the Conservative Party a proper democratic way of electing him or her.
Hay dos partes a esa pregunta o dos respuestas que nos puede dar. ¿Por qué tomó tanto tiempo? Y nos dice que él ha estado luchando por quedarse en su cargo de primer ministro. Él ha estado peleando, pero desafortunadamente para él perdió, porque perdió ese respaldo de su partido, así que no pudo ganar esta pelea para permanecer en el puesto. Y nos dice que también ese proceso para tener un nuevo líder puede ser bastante largo y puede ser bastante problemático, así que el Partido Conservador está resolviendo todos esos trámites para hacer el proceso lo más rápido posible y poder elegir lo antes que se pueda ese sucesor.
Justamente preguntarle, ¿por qué cuando un primer ministro renuncia en Reino Unido no es con efecto inmediato? Sabemos que Boris Johnson se quedará de 3 a 4 meses.
Mr. Haslam, we'd like to ask why when a prime minister resigns, it doesn't take immediate effect for him to step down.
The reason is that the Prime Minister has a special position. He is invited to form a government by Her Majesty the Queen. He is also the leader of the Conservative Party, and that is the party with most seats, and that's the party which is invited to become a government. The answer to your question is, we need to have a process to elect a new leader of the Conservative Party. When elected, that leader will be invited to go to Her Majesty the Queen and be asked to form a government. This takes a little bit of time, and that is what people are trying to make sure happens as quickly as possible.
Bueno, nos dice que el proceso es bastante dispendioso porque el primer ministro tiene, por supuesto, una posición especial. Él es invitado por la reina, es líder también del Partido Conservador, es el partido con más sillas, el Partido Conservador es el partido que está invitado a hacer gobierno, así que la respuesta a esa pregunta es que el proceso es bastante dispendioso y nos dice que primero se necesita nombrar un presidente para que se nombre un nuevo líder del Partido Conservador y hacer esa elección, comunicársela a la reina y posteriormente formar gobierno, y ese proceso toma tiempo. Tener ese beneplácito de la reina toma tiempo.
¿Quién es el predilecto para suceder a Boris Johnson? Se habla mucho del ministro de Defensa, Ben Wallace.
Mr. Haslam, who would be the one to succeed Prime Minister Johnson? There's a lot of talk about the Minister of Defense, but who do you think would be the person to succeed him?
There will be, I should think, probably 6 or 7 candidates who will put themselves forward in the first instance. Very quickly, that will come down to 2, and they will be chosen by the members of Parliament. And then the wider membership of the Conservative Party will decide between the 2. There are many names being mentioned. Ben Wallace is one. You should also think of Sajid Javid, Rishi Sunak, and also a lady called Penny Mordaunt. Liz Truss, our Foreign Secretary, is almost certain also to put her name forward, as is a law officer, Suella Braverman. But very quickly, the Conservative members will get down to only two candidates. Ben Wallace is highly respected. He may make it through.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Jonathan Haslam, for your time in W Radio. It's been a pleasure having you today in our show.
Very kind of you to ask, and I hope I've been able to help you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. Bueno, nos dice que van a iniciar con 6 o 7 candidatos en primera instancia. Eso va a reducirse o a bajar después a 2. El Parlamento va a elegir entre esos 2 candidatos, pero nos dice que hay varios que pueden ser. Wallace es uno, Sajid Javid es otro, Rishi Sunak, Penny Mordaunt y Liz Truss son los nombres que más suenan para ser sucesores de Boris Johnson.